Here, Jesus coming to the disciples in the upper room on the night of the resurrection. Again, resurrection took place April 5th of 33 AD in the morning. And so he's coming there. We hear other accounts. We hear Luke's account. John's account we heard last week is basically it's accounting the same event. It's just Luke says a few different things. Mark also touches upon this appearance to the disciples in the upper room. We're mindful, too, that Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene and the women, to the two on the road to Emmaus. He had just appeared to them, and that's what we heard. They had come back after seeing Jesus and reported that they had seen Jesus in the gospel we heard today. And so Jesus really comes, he wants to really affirm and say, hey, you know, it's really me, I'm not a ghost, you know, come and see it really is me. There's still apostles seem to be still having a hard time believing. And Jesus, it's interesting, he says that he has fulfilled in Jesus, has fulfilled what Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms had said about him. He had fulfilled all that. And then he says, Jesus says, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And then he said that basically scripture had foretold that he must suffer and then rise on the third day. It was in scripture. And so one of the things you could ask is, well, why does Jesus have to come and open their minds to understand the scriptures? You'd think that Jesus, after being with them for a number of years, teaching and explaining things to them, that they would understand. Now, just to one thing to be for us to really realize is when we have an event in our lives that's kind of like really maybe a tragic event or something where it's like it shakes us, maybe shakes our faith, shakes the reality in us, like, you know, why am I here? What's life all about? This can happen. You know, we can know certain things. But then when it really gets tough, we might ask those questions, why? And it can be a moment where we grow in our understanding. If we go back to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, Jesus does the same with them. He opens their minds and shares with them the scriptures. You know, here is what the scriptures said, and here is how it's fulfilled. So Jesus, he's going to more of the explanation, it seems. So for us, you know, when we experience tragic things or events that kind of shake us, it can be the Lord working in our lives to help us to grow in a greater understanding of our faith, or why we're here, and these kind of things. So, to be mindful about that. And then Jesus, again, he just doesn't say he's going to help them understand. He actually is going to do it himself. He is going to open their minds to understand the scriptures. It's almost like the Holy Spirit is working through him to help. Now, you know, they could have known about the scriptures, and I'll just go through a few things with you that are in scripture that Jesus might help, and he helps us to draw connections. So way back in Abraham, when Abraham had his son Isaac, the Lord tested Abraham's faith. Abraham was told by God, I want you to go and sacrifice your son Isaac. Well, Abraham's kind of thinking, well, wait a second, I'm supposed to have descendants through Isaac, and now, Lord, you're wanting me to kill him? But Abraham goes ahead and does it. So he takes off, and on the third day, he arrives at Mount Moriah, which is Calvary. And the angel comes before Abraham is going to kill his son Isaac and says, no, don't. The Lord knows you have a great faith. So the third day. Okay, so then you go ahead to Moses. Moses, when he's with the Israelites in Egypt, Moses is told by God that he wants Moses to ask Pharaoh to go out into the desert and worship God for 3 days. Okay, another 3 days occurrence. Then when the Israelites leave Egypt after a number of plagues, the last one being the death of the firstborn, they go to Mount Sinai, and God, they're sanctified, the Israelites are sanctified, and then on the third day, the Lord is going to come down from the mountain, come down. Jonah, the story of Jonah, if we look at that story, Jonah is swallowed by the whale. He's in the whale for 3 days. Now, some speculate that he actually died and then rose after the, you know, he was raised from the dead and the whale spit him out on the shore. After 3 days, why are there all these 3 days? You know, if we know, okay, I know that's what that's about, but then Jesus comes to fulfill it. Ah, that's why. And if you read the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, there's all kinds of things which Isaiah talks about that sort of prefigure, and Jesus comes and fulfills. So, yeah, you know, the apostles and the scholars could, yep, I know about that, I know about this and that and that. But why do those things happen? So there's a distinction between knowing something, knowledge, and understanding something. You know, I know the car runs. I know that it is a car. But do I understand how it works? Do I understand how it's made, how it functions? That's understanding. Yeah. So, you know, same with our faith. And do we know certain things of our faith, but do we understand things in our faith? And this is where the Holy Spirit comes into Jesus. He's the one, it seems the Holy Spirit is enlightening the apostles, and the Holy Spirit enlightens us. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is understanding. We also, one of the gifts is knowledge. So we want the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in our understanding. Now, certainly there's going to be things in our faith which we don't understand and that we will come to understand. There will be other things that we don't understand, and we will not come to understand. They're just way beyond us. But as we grow in understanding, it can help us to certainly grow in our faith, be stronger in our faith, but then also to share that faith with others. You know, someone asks, well, why do you go to Mass on Sunday? Well, we're supposed to. No, we go because we want to worship God. We want to receive the Eucharist, be strengthened. We're there at Calvary witnessing the most awesome love event in the world. Or why do you believe this? Or why do you believe that? Well, it's because of this. This is why. You know, that's, you know, when it's a better answer for, you know, someone like our son or daughter asks us, well, why do we do this? Well, we just do it because. No, it's better to say why, have an understanding. And if we don't, well, maybe we can grow in our understanding so that we can indeed share that with that other person, share that with our son or daughter or someone. So understanding just helps us to go deeper into our faith and help us to share it, because that's what Jesus wants. He said he wants the apostles to be witnesses of these things. Well, if they have a better understanding, they can. I mean, look at Peter. After Pentecost, he's like, where did this guy come from? How did he get all this understanding? And the apostles that go out and preach the gospel, it's like, where did they get all this? Well, the Holy Spirit came and helped them grow in their understanding so they could preach the good news. So, same for us. You know, but again, sometimes it takes events in our life to shake us, really to get us to go deeper. And then we're called to allow the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in our understanding of our faith and how God is working in our lives and is called to work in other people's lives.